Okay, very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 27th September, 2018, Thursday class. So now we will get ready for puja. The two new people. Yeah. Okay, the rest of us stand. Yeah, one more. Yeah. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Can be seated. Then we can get ready for puja. Let us compose our mind. Develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then mindfully we shall commence the puja.
Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. Svākāto bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho saṅghaṃ namāmi.
Okay, can be seated and turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will chant the Vandana onward.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majjhapamadatana veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Now we are chanting Padipa Puja, offering of light.
Ganna sarapa dipena dipena tamadang sina diloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang. Ganda sambarayutena dopena hang sugang hina. Pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajana mutamang. Vanna ganda guno petang etang kusuma santatin. Pujayami monindasa siri pada sarorohe. Pujemi buddhang kusumena nena punnena matena ca hotu mokang. Pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tatayati vinasabhavang. Adivaseto no bante paniyang parikapitang. Anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang. Adivaseto no bante pale parikapitang. Anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang. Adivaseto no bante bojanang parikapitang. Anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang.
Now we are chanting puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide
Just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or power, sharing and transferring merits with all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay homage to Triple Gem. Bedang pujeme. Damang pujeme. Sanghang pujeme. Okay, you can be seated. Then we can off the light and have half an hour of silent meditation. Yeah. I will set the alarm. Just relax body and mind. Yeah? Completely relax them. Relax means just let it be. Don't do anything. Yeah? If the mind want to think, let it think. Yeah? Then your body, if there's any tension, tightness or stretch, just relax it. Feel yourself soothingly relaxed, at ease. Yeah? When you are at ease, your mind state are beautiful, your energy flow is beautiful. When you are not relaxed, you are in a state of tension. There is tightness and tension everywhere. Then this becomes stress. When you have problem, when your mind state are not peaceful, you are not relaxed, not at ease. Your mind is not relaxed, your mind has problem. Has issue, and most of the time it has fear, worry, anxiety. Yeah. It has something disturbing you without you knowing it. Yeah. And all this, when you are sensitive, when you have developed your mindfulness, you can feel them. You can become very sensitive to them. Yeah. The slightest unhappiness within your own form and mind, you will come to know. Yeah. That's why you can't, like normal people, become unhappy, angry, upset, fearful, disturbed. No more. All this is the untrained mind, the heedless mind. Before you have the mindfulness, the awareness, you are not sensitive. Your mind is lost in thought, caught in the heedless thinking, become emotional. Then because of your wrong view, you stir your mind, you react to sense experience. You hold on to things, worry about it. And no amount of fear, worry, anxiety can solve your problem. So why do you worry? Why do you develop the fear and anxiety? Why not you relax, calm yourself down, accept the reality of the moment, then try to understand what is happening. Then with the clarity of mind, calmness, peacefulness, you can look at them clearly. Then you can make better decisions to resolve them amicably. So meditation is the same. When you are relaxed without any of this disturbance, the mental hindrance are not there. Then your spiritual faculty, you have developed it, will take over. And your mind become beautiful, calm, peaceful, just aware. Meditation become very easy. There is a natural state of mind that is relaxed and silent. And that is the meditative mind. So with this understanding, you just relax, learn to relax, silent, let things be at peace. If thought come, let it arise. Finally, you will slow down. You don't give it any more meaning. You understand its characteristics. Thoughts come and go. They arise and they pass away. They are dependent originating. Without ignorant avijja, there is no sankhara. So because of avijja, there is sankhara. So how do we overcome sankhara? We have to rid of avijja. To rid of avijja, we must straighten our views. We must see things as they are. We must meditate, develop the silent mind to understand. When we understand, we are no longer deluded. We no longer have avijja. That's how your mind becomes different. With right view, it will lead to right thought, right speech, right action. Then right mindfulness. The whole of Noble Eightfold Path will fall into place. So all this are a natural tendency when you understand and you will know how to meditate. Okay. So for those who already know how to meditate, you can continue. For those who still need to train your mind, you train. If you need to decondition your heedless thinking, then just do it with the mind sweeping method. Then after that, silence everything and relax. Then you don't have a proper object of meditation. You can try mindfulness of the in and out breath, or what they call anapanasati. Anapanasati is very simple. You just relax, silence everything and feel the breathing. Then your breath will breathe naturally. As long as you are silent and aware, your silent mind awareness will detect the breathing. Then like the Buddha say, breathing in, the mind is aware. Breathing out, the mind is aware. As long as you are aware of the in and out breath, your mind will become peaceful, quiet, it will settle down. Then it will accumulate into a type of tranquility or calmness, which they call piti. You will experience the spiritual calmness, spiritual joy. Sometimes it can give rise to ecstasy, or your mind experience a rapture. So this is the calm state of mind. Then when it arises, continue to relax into it. You can experience the joy, the happy mind, the peaceful mind. But you must relax into it. Then you will become more and more refined until you experience the more refined state of sukhang. Sukhang is spiritual blissfulness. Your mind becomes very blissful. Not only is calm, it has joy, but it's very, very blissful. Then you continue to relax into it and silent. So from sukhang, it will transform further, become quiet, until you hit pasati. Pasati is the tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, when all your mundane mind or thinking mind stop. there is hardly any movement, then you experience your true mind. That true mind is the silent mind, which is the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind. When the mind is not moving in stillness, that's positive, and that is an enlightenment factor. So you're supposed to train your mind and stabilize this mind. When it realizes positive, that is the beginning of samadhi. After positive, you continue to silent, relax, stabilize it. It will become samadhi. Then, with sati and samadhi, in the midst of life, your mind will be collected and unwavering. Then you can see things as they are. Allow you to awaken, to develop the wisdom and the understanding. From there, you will keep on understanding. Then you will keep on straightening your views until you got less and less of this wrong view. That's how your like and dislike, the duality, the first two mental hindrances of sensual desire and ill will, they get weakened. Because when you straighten your view, you don't react to sense experience like before. You don't stir your mind anymore. Where your mind is collected and unwavering, and you understand duality, then you will start to transcend duality. Then you will start to see things as they are. Let things be. Then you will understand the conditioned world. Thing is just the way it is within the conditioned world. Everything is conditioned number. Each year you wave off. Then there are dreamlike. Zumu Huan Pao Ying. Dreamlike illusion. Like a bubble and shadow moving around. No reality. Then when you penetrate all this, you realize all this, you awaken the universal characteristics of impermanent suffering state and empty nature or existence or non-self nature. You will understand very clearly. That's how your wisdom will stabilize. That's how awakening or enlightenment can take place. Then your meditation become different. Okay, I'll let you meditate. Then when the 30 minutes is up, I will ring the bell. Then you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have not, slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Then the page 6, we will do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities and devas come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakravalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Sadhammam Munirajasva Sunantu Sakkamokkhadam Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuto Vija charana sampano sugato lokavidu Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusana buddho bhagavati Svakato bhagavata dhammo Sanditiko akaliko Ehipaseko opanaiko Pachyatang veditabo vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato Savakasango Ujjupatipanno bhagavato Kasango Yapatipanno bhagavato Savakasango Samichipatipanno bhagavato Savakasango Yadidang chatari purisa yukani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato savakasango Ahuneyo pahuneyo
Akineyo Anjalikaraniyo Anuttarang Punyaketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pajam. Buddhang Pujayami Dhammang Pujayami Sanghang Pujayami. Okay, you all can be seated. Just relax body and mind and maintain some form of attentiveness. So tonight, anybody wants to report meditation, we can start off with your meditation reporting or question first before we discuss the topic. Suyan send to me. Anybody? As usual, so shy. Either you don't know what to ask or you are shy. Okay, then we go and discuss that topic. So this topic, how many of you understand the question? Did you all receive or not? What is drawn there? The two keyword is what? Then he say the distance is only 14 inches, but that is the greatest distance in the world. Yeah, these two are not easy to understand. Then he say from the mind to the heart is the most difficult to decide whether to go with the heart or the mind. If you don't understand, of course it's confusing, but it's not easy to understand. How many of you think you understand? First two words. What is the heart and what is the mind? You have to understand these two. When people talk about heart, what do you mean? Heart, mind. This is not easy. That's why there's condition. So today I try to teach you all. You can go deeper because those who went for Six Patriarch Platform Sutta, all those things, you are very familiar with mind. But you seldom talk about the heart. But the Mandarin word is very good. The Mandarin word, these two words is the same word, isn't it? Sing. So heart. Heart is also mind to the Mahayana. So who is right, who is wrong? Of course, like Paramahansa say, this mind got two minds. One is the mundane mind. So the mundane mind, if it's not awakened, the wisdom not connected, then it's the suffering mind. The mind that worry, mundane mind. That's why it's called Fan Nao Sing. Or they call it Fan Singer. Fan Nao the Singer. Actually, Mandarin words are more precise, more beautiful. Then the Mandarin people always say when they fall in love, ngô tì gong sâm gong ngắn. What does it mean? Means I am sincere. I don't marry you because of money. So this one got something to do with what? Sincerity. And sincerity comes from what? Come from the word conscience, understand? You know what is conscience? Oh, how to spell? C-I-N? So this word sincerity is related to the conscience. Means this one, no cunningness, or no wrong view, or no evil root. But then these two, how do you come to term with this? As far as the English word is concerned, this one is the organ, isn't it? Correct, huh? So if the heart as an organ, then it's nothing special, isn't it? Correct, huh? Like any organ inside there, isn't it? But this one, because it's the heart, this organ is special. Why? Why is this organ special? Ah, life force, very good. Not bad, huh? So it gives you the powers of life, because without the heart, there is no life, understand? So this one is because of the life force. Or powers of life. You know where is powers of life, huh? That one that pump your heart, give rise to the pulse, your blood pulse, your movement, your activity, send blood to all your organs, nourish your whole entire physical body. And the more important one is what? Is a seat of consciousness. Yes, very good. So now all that you learn got meaning already there. Last time you only know the words, but blah blah. So this is also where the heartbeat is, the life force of the heartbeat. So this is also the seat of consciousness. Unless you understand all this, you can never penetrate mind. You can never understand who you are and what you are. And this one, I didn't plan to teach. Sorry. Correct. Thank you. Sometimes pronunciation. You just go by the words. S-E-A-T. Correct. Thank you for the spelling correction. So this is where the life force, how did the life force come? From where? Your karmic life force, understand? That's why this is your karmic energy. When your life force is no more, means what? Destructive karma, heat, understand? It cannot pump anymore because you got no more life force to continue that life. That's why destructive karma hit. All of a sudden, your heart stopped. Yeah. You cannot say why. Because it is time to go. Then you just go. Yeah. So this one, life force, come from the karmic force. Okay? So this is karmic force. Karmic, or we call it karmic energy, better. So this one come from the karmic force. Yeah. And when this pump, you become conscious, alive. It nourishes your whole entire body. As long as your consciousness, your physical body, and your life force, the three things that sustain life. That's why everything is dependent, originating. Three things that sustain life.
What are they? Huh? Akamic is the last one. Huh? First one is you must have a physical body, isn't it? Physical body. Yeah? Without problem. Yeah? Yeah. Without problem. So this one will enable the second one is on consciousness. This consciousness can stay inside. If this physical body got problem, the life force come also, the heart will not pump, yeah? The organ fail. Like when you got a heart attack, etc. Then when your other organ fail, yeah, it will trigger of the collapse of the physical body. So when this one collapse, have problem, or let's say your spinal cord burst or whatever, critical organ damage, then this consciousness cannot stay inside. You know why? Huh? Because this one and this one, the two, they have to harmonize. Understand? It's like your car. Your car and the driver, the two must harmonize. The car must be in proper condition before the driver can drive it. So this consciousness that is inside, trapped inside body. I just put trapped inside. So this one can make use of the physical body to actually develop consciousness. You understand? Because this one is basically just consciousness inside there. But this consciousness is, you can say, non-manifestive yet. Understand? When does it become manifestive? When it make use of the... What does it make use? You got your five physical organs, isn't it? Five physical organs. When it make use of the five physical organs, what happened? Huh? Plus the brain. So brain is the six. This one and this one, they must harmonize. So when the consciousness has the sense bases, these are called the sense bases, you understand? Huh? This one become the sense bases. So it manifests into one. Huh? Manifests into one. Upon contact with the senses, it manifests into the respective sense door consciousness. That's why it manifests as seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, and thought consciousness. So when consciousness arises, you would think they are all different, isn't it? But the common denominator is what? The common denominator is this one, consciousness, which is the mind. So this consciousness is common to all. Without consciousness, this is like energy, like battery. Understand? You remember the physics experiment? The physics experiment. It's a light bulb, let's say. So upon contact, what happened? Yeah? This one light up, isn't it? You become conscious. Understand? So this battery is what? Positive, negative. This is of energy field, power bank. Understand? So this is like your power bank. Without this, it cannot trigger off. Understand? So this is like your organ.
The moment the energy comes in, you become conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel. But you need contact. What is contact? You think there's switch? In how you function as a human, it's not the switch. It's your mind. Your mind go to that organ. Understand? Like you want to hear something, your mind go here, isn't it? That's why you can be conscious of hearing. Your mind has to go to the seeing consciousness to be conscious of seeing. But this mind can move very fast. Can you follow? Yeah? So this is what the book never teach. Science also never teach. Because they don't understand all this. Yeah? So the third one is just how Thomas Rees say, yeah? Your life force or karmic force. Karmic. Or life force. When these three are there, it will sustain life, it will animate into life form. For us, it's the human form, the human being. Understand? So, physical body, anything goes wrong, it cannot sustain the consciousness. Consciousness come out, you say die. You understand? If the karmic force no more during the destructive karma also cannot support, because when this karmic force doesn't come, the consciousness trapped inside cannot move. You understand? Where there is no energy to move. Karmic force is the life force, is the energy, the powers of life. Everything starts from there. You understand? So it's like the candlestick analogy. So the candlestick, the wax, is like your physical body. You understand? Yeah? Yeah. Then, that, what they call the wick. Yeah? The wick. Because you have the candle. Yeah? You have the wick. Then you have the flame. These three, when they come together. Yeah? Then the candle light lights up. Yeah? So what happened is, any of the three conditions that support the candlelight is no more, then the candlelight also gone. So what are the circumstances that can make the candlelight goes off? When the wax is burned out, correct? Or? So it means this physical body wear and tear reach certain due to old age, it just cannot sustain anymore, like burn out. Then when it comes to the wick, it's the same. Let's say there's a defective wick. The candle, the wax, didn't burn out. But halfway your wick got problem. Then the burning become incomplete combustion. Then it like the flame also gone. Yeah. Then sometimes all three also okay. But suddenly external factor come, the wind blow. The candle gone, life force no more. So this can be karmic force or external force that hit. Yeah. So these are the three conditions that sustain life. And you are what you are because of all this activity and movement, but because you lack mindfulness, you couldn't be sensitive to understand all this movement. Yeah. So when you are not able to understand all this and you are not able to function properly, it's because you lack right view, right understanding. You lack the wisdom to understand all this so that you can develop the ability to make use of this to live your life. That's why the way you live your life is very important. You want to have proper lifestyle. You must understand your consciousness. You must understand your life force. You must take care of your physical body. So coming back to this mind has a lot to do with the brain, isn't it? Correct? Huh? Ah, because without the brain, there is no mind consciousness. And what is brain? Memory. Understand? So this one is mainly memory. And what is thought? Huh? Thoughts equals? Thoughts equals respond. To memory. That's how thought consciousness come about. Because the brain has this, you think a lot. That's why you always send your consciousness up in your brain. And when your brain is with this consciousness, for those who understand, who meditate, before you become enlightened without wisdom, this is hell. You know why this is hell? Acting according to memory is not acting at all. Why? Because you use your brain, your memory, to act. And what is inside your brain? What are the memory that you hold? Yeah? You look at here. What is memory? Huh? Read it out. Accumulation of experiences, good and bad. You seldom accumulate good one. You accumulate all the rubbish most of the time. What are they? Your fear, your phobia, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, etc. And also your insecurity. We are human being, got this delusion. Everything that concern their life, they think they own, they want to have security. You know what is security or not? You want to be safe, understand not? You want to be secure. So one thing to be safe is a craving, understand not? When you cannot get what you want, what happens? Yeah? When you got insecurity, what do? You grill up your whole house, understand? Yeah? Then? You somehow scared, you put video camera, security camera. Then you put alarm. Then nowadays, because society is so unsafe, the brain, which has this, what they call strong craving for security, creates fear, worry, anxiety. Because you think you lack security. So according to the Buddha, what is the highest security? Refuge in Triple Gem is the highest security. So that is true refuge, say. So Triple Gem means what? The Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. When you go to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, you take refuge. The Dhamma will be there, understand? Because all the three refuge or refuges, they have the Dhamma. First one is the Buddha, Sammasambuddha. He's fully enlightened, perfect in wisdom and virtue. He sure has the Dhamma. If you take refuge in Dhamma, that is the teaching, you will definitely have the right teaching, true teaching, the Dhamma. You take refuge in the Aryan Sangha, the enlightened disciple of the Buddha. They are enlightened beings. They are great beings. That's why they will have the Dhamma. So when you take refuge, you have the Dhamma, then what happens? You will know how to cultivate, isn't it? You will know how to follow the advice of the Buddha, isn't it? To avoid all evil, do good, and purify your mind. So when you do that, you take care of karma, understand? You develop the wisdom. So the highest security is virtue. That's why the Buddha say it's virtue. Virtue protect. You understand? Nothing else. If you don't have virtue, you can secure your whole house. Like the rich people, the billionaires, but still you are not safe. Because the nature's law is such, you reap what you sow, do good. So if you want to have the good life, the happy life, make sure you don't break the rules. Yeah. When you don't have fear, your mind states are peaceful, calm, secure. You don't need to worry about anything. You don't need to feel insecure in any way. Because you have faith in what? In your nature, in your virtue. That's why they ask the Buddha, what is your highest protection? Huh? What is your highest protection in this world? What did the Buddha reply? Virtue. Virtue is the highest protection. So here, more important is virtue. Yeah, according to the Buddha, virtue is the highest or best protection. Oh, not enough space. Okay, I'll run off this. Never mind. Wait, virtue is the highest and best protection. Okay. So this one, the arrow is for this one. Don't fight. Don't fight. Don't suppress. So your lack of security, you feel insecure. That's why you are fearful. You have worry. You have anxiety. You lack peace. You lack confidence. You lack understanding the Dhamma. And because of that, human beings fail to understand virtue is the highest or the best protection. So if you don't take care of your life, you don't follow the advice of the Buddha, you don't cultivate the Buddha Dhamma, nothing is secure in this world. The best protection or security is virtue. That's why take care of karma. Karma take care of your life. That's it. And when you understand this, you got nothing to fear. Whatever that happened, there are causes and conditions behind. This is the reality. You do what you have to do. So when you don't act according to memory, well, your memory is all of your accumulation, your wrong view, your tradition, your belief system. All these are part of your memory. So when you have wrong view, you have evil roots, greed, hatred, and delusion. So when you act according to memory, you are acting according to your fear, your phobia, your selfishness, your wrong view, your evil roots. That's why it's not acting at all. How should you act? How should you act? You must act with? Louder. Up here, answer. Acting according to understanding or wisdom is through action. Why can't you act according to your understanding, which is the Dhamma? You understand or not? I follow Noble Eightfold Path. With right view, I act. What is the first right view? Law of karma. And the Buddha said, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. So our entire life depends on karma. Almost 100%. Then what are you waiting for? That's why with this right view, you will know how to act. Then the Buddha said, whatever that arises in this world or this universe, there are causes and conditions behind. And what can be the causes and conditions? It's definitely karma, isn't it? Well, you are born of it, heir to it, conditions, and you are what you are because of your karma. So that right view will allow you to act. Means you act without delusion. If you know it's karma, are you going to blame, get angry, become reactive? Are you going to stir your emotion, your mind, and become unhappy, miserable, fearful? You won't, isn't it? Because you understand this is karmic. This is what you do to people. That's why now your condition, it manifests. So when you understand, you accept the reality, you don't project your mind, there is no fear. There is no worry, no anxiety. You are at peace. Then you can act, isn't it? There is clarity of mind. Then you ask yourself, what actually happened? How can I resolve this amicably, following Noble Eightfold Path? With right view, I arise the right thought, right speech, right action. I act, speak, and arise the appropriate thought, so that I can resolve things amicably, following Noble Eightfold Path. Noble Eightfold Path is the advice of the Buddha. Avoid all evil, do good, and purify your mind. So this is how you act. Then you have to develop wisdom through the second right view. The law of dependent origination, the dwelling, how you function as a human being, how your this mind functions. Then the third one is all the other essential truth, Dhamma Niyama, the teaching of the Buddha, the essential Dhamma of the Buddha, the Four Noble Truths, the Three Turnings, then all the related essential Dhamma that spin out from there. So with that, you will know how to act. You know what suffering is. You know the cause of its arising. And you understand that suffering can end. Suffering need not be cessation of suffering, which is experiencing the enlightened state of Nibbana, can be realized in the here and the now. No need to wait till death. And the path to realize it is what? Cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. That's why you act with wisdom or understanding following Noble Eightfold Path. That is true action. That is right action. So with this, the whole of the teaching become clear. Then whatever people teach you, all the fantastic meditation, psychic and all those things, magic, if it don't bring you back to the Noble Eightfold Path, forget about it. Because that is not the teaching of the Buddha. You go and do all those funny meditation for a while. Focus, one-pointedness, jhana, and all those things, and become like Superman. So, no point. So, after understanding all this, then I will explain to you today's topic. Yeah? So, this mind, there are two parts. So the thought is the first part, and this one pertains to the mundane mind. This one pertains to the mundane mind. Because this one, thought, is dependent originating. You can follow. Yeah? I think this black one need ink. This mundane mind is dependent originating. And this is also what the thought is all about. Then there is another aspect. This one, mind. Two types. One is the mundane mind. And two is the true mind. So mind, there are two types. One is the mundane mind. Then number two is your true mind. Your true mind is your silent mind, your nature. those who study the Platform Sutta, they will understand. So the whole of meditation is to understand that there are two types of mind. And huining take you directly to the to which mind? He say from here you silence your mind, that is what meditation is all about. When you silent, you will see this mundane mind operating. They call it the conditioned arising mind, dependent originating mind. Or sometimes people call it the monkey mind as well, because they couldn't control the monkey. It's heedless. It doesn't obey you. Yeah. Because you fail to understand how it arises. That's why dependent on ignorant, avijja. Mental activity, thinking start. And that is the key to understanding the mundane mind. That's why without avijja, what happened? There is no sankhara in there. Yeah. So, how do you cease avijja? You must have the dhamma in there. Straighten your view, right view. When you don't have self-delusion, sakkayaditti, what happened? When you understand clearly this form of mind is not you, what happened? Yeah? There is no more self-delusion, which means the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion cannot arise. You understand? How did the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion arise? It's because you believe this form of mind is real, understand or not? That it exists, there is a personality. And what is that? The capital? The I is the ego, the personality. And when that one arises, what happened to you? You want to own things. You want to control things. That's how greed, covetousness, and also what they call when you want to own things, when you want to grasp onto things, you become possessive. Possessiveness also come about. And all these are the evil roots of greed. Because you think you exist. You think you can own things. You can possess things. You can control things. That's how you become possessive. You become violent. You become greedy. You become selfish. All the evil roots come from that personality, the ego. Then because you think you exist, you can afford to be angry, emotional, jealous. The evil roots of hatred comes in. Your envy, your jealousy, your dislike, your aversion, your hatred, your emotional negativity. All this come from sakkayaditti. Then when you think you exist, you become insecure. You have fear. Fear of what? Fear of dying. Fear of not succeeding. Fear of losing your job. Fear of losing your loved one. There are so much things that make the living being fearful. Because you think this is real. When you realize that this is anatta, dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena with the three conditions, then what happened? This is just karmically conditioned, vehicle and tool for you to come. This one go the way of nature. This one is not you. Then why do you cling on to this physical body? Worrying about it, getting old, getting sick and die, and become miserable away. And this is the first noble true reality. That's why the Buddha said, contemplate every day. This body, physical body of ours, is of the nature to grow old, get sick, and why you want to lament? No amount of sorrow and lamentation can bring back the dead. What is death? Nothing die. Who die? Nothing die. He no you, he no me. No mark of self. No mark of others. No mark of living beings. No mark of even Dhamma, existence, life. So all this penetrative understanding from the Diamond Sutta and the Heart Sutta will bring forth the wisdom that you need to live in this existential world. So when you understand all this, your mind become different. You become different. So the question that the person wrote must be somebody who understand a little bit here and there. But they realize it's very difficult to actually follow the heart. They always follow the thought. Understand? This mundane mind is the thought. Remember? Here. So this mundane mind is the thought. So you follow the thought, what happened? It take you to Holland. Actually, it's nothing to do with your thought. Understand? Like I say, thought is what? Yeah? Neither good or bad, isn't it? It's like money, isn't it? So it depends on who? The user of thought. So you must know how to use it. If the user of thought has the Dhamma, the wisdom, then thought becomes beautiful. So it's not the thought. But this mundane mind is dependent originating. It's basically thought, understand? So why do people fear thought? Because they don't have wisdom. Because the thought comes from memory, which is selfish, which has fear, which has delusion. That's why when they act, they follow their thought, their conscience doesn't come in. What is conscience? Conscience is your sincerity, your virtue. When you have conscience, means you cannot do things that are harmful to people. You understand? So, conscience is like every time when you want to like do something, yeah, and that thing is evil, understand? Then your conscience tell you what? Cannot do. This is not right, understand? But very fast your cunning mind take over, understand? You know what I tell you? Yeah, cannot lah. Nobody know lah. Why you worry? Everybody do what? Then especially you work for company or common servant. Akong one or you don't take other people take no. See? The cunning mind, which is the deluded mundane mind, take over. That's why they are confused between this one and that one. They thought this mind is all about the thought, the mundane mind. They didn't know that there is the true mind. When you understand this, this mind becomes beautiful. And like I say, this is an organ under the sound of the heart. How can the heart go conscious? You understand? Do you follow? If it's an organ, how can it have conscience? But because the life force come and pump this heart, understand or not? That's why you receive the karmic force. And I already told you all, right, this is the final zigzag puzzle, the link. For you to come to this existential world, any living being, what do you need? To come to this existential world, what do you need? Yeah, you need a form of mind. So this is the vehicle and a tool that you need, understand? This one is very important. For you to come to this existential world, you need a form of mind. And this is your vehicle and tool to come. And this is for you to use, understand? You understand? And because the form and mind, this mind that come from the karmic nature is also the gateway to your spiritual nature. You understand? Because within this form and mind, that's why when we meditate with the true mind, we will come into contact with the true mind. Then you silence everything, you go through the gateway. And this is where the conscience is. The true mind is actually your conscience. Your true mind actually doesn't have evil. You understand? Because it is anatta, non-self. There is no ego inside there. So this one, it understands truth, reality. It understands nature's law. It cannot simply do things. That's why this conscience, even though you have not developed the wisdom, but when you come, every living being has a conscience. Understand? That's why they say, this is inborn. Inborn in the sense that you are not like endowed. It comes with the vehicle and the tool. So this is like inborn. You can say some nature. But people override it very fast. This one is like inborn. Because of the vehicle and tool. Yeah. So now you understand why they say the heart is the conscience. You understand? Because this is the vehicle and the tool. The gateway is inside this heart. You understand? Can you follow? And because of that, the heart is where the conscience is. That's why they say follow your heart. When you go and look for property, house, what is the first rule? Yeah? Property agent make money when they say location. The first rule is you feel comfortable or not when you walk into the house. Understand or not? Your nature will know. Your conscience will know. That first instant when your thought doesn't come in and tell you all the selfish thing or deluded thing. A lot of people can feel it. They go in, they know. Then they don't like that house. Some, they go in, they feel very good. How many of you have that experience? Quite a lot of them. And when you feel good, buy. Don't wait. If you don't feel good, don't buy. Doesn't mean that house is no good. There are something inside there not favorable for your karmic nature. Not suitable for you. But if you have the Dhamma, everywhere is blessing. Every day is, they call it, auspicious. Every day is auspicious. But if you don't have the Dhamma, you don't take care of karma, the most auspicious day will turn into a inauspicious day. So it's how you understand things, how your wisdom develop. So conscience and this one, like they say, is 14 inches away because your heart is about here, the brain to here, about 14 inches depending on your size, roughly. But they find it very difficult to actually decide whether to follow the heart or to follow your mind. To them, all that they know is your mind, is your thought. Mundane mind, deluded. But when you have the Dhamma, it's no more that thing. It's not follow vision. Your conscience comes from where? Your nature. Isn't it? And your nature is based on what? Based on your wisdom, isn't it? Your understanding, isn't it? That's why without wisdom, without understanding, you don't have a conscience. Understand not? You simply do things. You're heedless. So this conscience can only come and protect you for a while. Understand not? It will surface. But immediately your brain, your cunningness take over. And this is what happened to the mundane people. The Putujana. You know what is Putujana? The one that is still not enlightened. Putujana, what do you call in English? Whirling, the earthly one, not enlightened one. Whereas the enlightened one is called the Arahants, the noble ones. So when you are still a Putujana, then thought is wrong thought, deluded most of the time. Because without wisdom connected to the form of mind, you cannot have right view. You cannot have the understanding of what conscience is all about. So, clear or not? Yeah? Today one not easy, I tell you. You have to go back and slowly reflect, contemplate. But because of condition, and this teaching want to come out. Yeah. I tell you, no book write about it. And hardly, I have hardly heard anybody explaining any of this. So this is not from anywhere. This is from the nature that have developed it before. That's why I can explain all this to you. Early on, if I were to speak like that, I tell you, all of you don't know what is going on. You all will run away. Because Dhamma always got like that. How many of you have heard this before? You hardly is that. Well, you cannot understand. Especially Buddhists and cultivators, hardly. You can't find. And this is the gem. And this today one is a very complete one. Understand? It's not only the essential Dhamma, the Dhamma of the practitioner, but this one covers the lay life. Integrate the whole understanding of life. See? One whiteboard can carry everything. You have a brain, no? So much bigger, no? To understand this is not difficult, isn't it? Difficult, no? It's not difficult. But to put it into practice, to make it into a living reality, that one take time. To understand pariyatti, I think quite a lot of you by now, you can figure this out already, more or less. At least 60-70%. But to really comprehend and able to put it into practice, cultivate and develop this understanding and live it as a living reality, there is a second phase, patipatti. Then you will get to enjoy the third phase, Pativeda, the fruition of your hard work, the life, the third phase of Dhamma, when you awaken the life of an Arya, enlightenment. So it's all in the Heart Sutta Note Appendix, the Pariyatti, Patipatti, and Pativeda. We have a chart, summarize everything. Very beautiful. You go back and read, it's all linked. Okay, any question? Wow, so early. Yeah, better rejoice with that. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, any question? While I have a drink. Today, Padma Suri makes special drink. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. They just came back from their very, very tough trip, they say. Silk Road, the northern one. The temperature was 60 degrees Celsius now at the mountain. The one that Sun Wukong crossed on, the Fire Mountain. Mountain of Fire. Yeah, Flaming Mountain. Mandarin is what? Suo San. Fo Yen San. 60 degrees C, not F, C. Yeah, I was 30, 32, double. 40 also susah. Dubai, very common, 40 plus. Okay, well, I have a drink. Anybody got any question? You can ask. Where did you get that chart, that drawing, where you forward to me? Somebody sent to you. I believe that person also couldn't really understand, but at least he know it's not easy to follow the heart. He finds it so difficult to always follow the heart. Because the heart got nothing special, nothing cunning, nothing to benefit you. You follow the thought, wow, a lot of idea. An idea is the one that drives the human craving. What makes the world turn? What makes the world go round? Don't tell me gravity. The real meaning. They used to say this is love. True or not? Love. But the love, that word, can also mean craving. You understand? When there is love, this is not universal love. That's why they say love makes the world go round. Passion, yes. Attachment, yeah. Passion, attachment, and all things. Yeah, yeah, he has spoken. Attachment. So when you have craving, when you have attachment, your thought will develop that what they call craving to have, to own, to possess. That's why you have a willpower, you have a strong mind, you plot, you scheme, you deceive, you cheat, and you go all the way by hook or by crook. Why hook and crook? Tell me you know not. Crook I know lah, crooked one. But hook lah. By hook or by crook, they just want to get it. But after you have the Dhamma, you realize a lot of these things that people like to do, you cannot do. Then people look at you like you are a very weird breed. You are not greedy for money. You are not violent. You don't want to take advantage of people. You don't do all those things that normal people do. People can be very excited and all those things, crazy. Then people go for all the hot stuff, celebration and all those things. But you are different. I mean, you can be part of existence, part of life, but inside is so different. You will not be excited to that level. Because there is clarity, there is awareness, there is heedfulness. There is this wisdom that realize all these are not real, not what you think. So when you have those understanding, your mind is different, your brain is different, and you are very sensitive. You can feel many things, and you understand many things. Then you realize, living being is really, really living being. Deluded. There is nothing to be pitiful about, understand? Because they are deluded, they are such, they will do foolish things. So like I say, people are just the way they are. Foolish people do foolish things, deluded people do deluded things. Crazy people do crazy things. Then wonderful people do wonderful things. So if you have this understanding, you become a blessing to all. You are so different, so beautiful. And you are always at peace. You always have this beautiful mind, beautiful understanding. Then all the other dictionary of the negativity is like not in your vocabulary. If I have not gone through life, I wouldn't understand what fear is like, what anxiety is like. What sorrow and lamentation is like. But because I went through life during the early part, not to say I suffered before, no. I saw people suffer. I saw a lot of suffering. Then I also have certain moments of contemplation when I was young. When I was young, because I knew I was different. Then not only I have this conscience, ever since I was young, I can't do certain things. I told you all before, you asked me to kill. No way I can violate that one. But mosquito I killed before. Because that time I don't understand. But like, my mother asked me to hold the chicken for her to slaughter. Cannot, I just release it and I cannot scold it like anything. Then he trapped a mouse, asked me to go and kill the mouse or dispose it of. I just cannot. I tried. I thought, put in a pond of water, you will drown. You understand? At first I saw that cage went down. I thought it died. After a while, take it out. Are you still alive? That's why I cannot sign us later on. I caused suffocation and all this thing. When I was young, I always got this payback karma very fast, very early. So a lot of things that you do through ignorance come back to you because you don't know. Then later on, as you understand, you can never do. All this can no more. But before you connect, you can still, like a normal human being, make mistakes. But because of your nature, your karmic nature, and your spiritual nature, when you come, your vow, your understanding all prepare you, understand? And your karmic nature prepare you. So you are different. It's like when my nature come, I can sense, I saw all this when I was young. I knew I was not normal. But I can't tell you why I'm not normal. Because that time I was still very young. And a lot of things happened to me. I know there is something behind. Otherwise, all these things cannot happen. Then later on when I grew up, when I developed the condition to receive all this, then I saw how things unfold very naturally. Then later on when this form of mind connect, after the year 1989, everything become clear. That's why it's not what you think. And this is not documented anywhere, the nature's law. The law of karma, all this, you cannot understand unless you have that type of cultivation, that type of nature. Then you come and you saw it arising. You saw it happening. Every of these things unfolding. Then you can see clearly everything in nature was like that. Then this understanding and wisdom keep on evolving. Then you start to inherit. The most important is after you inherit. And you must know the spiritual nature is different. Before you connect, you cannot inherit anything. You cannot inherit anything. You have to connect. The moment you connect, you progress very fast. Then the understanding keep on unfolding. Then you reach back to your previous cultivation level very fast, very fast. A lot of things you don't have to go through again. It's like very fast. It just pass by. Pass by. Then the internal movement, a lot of things happen. Especially when you touch your true mind, your true nature. When you know how to access your gateway. But to do that, you have to go the Bodhisattva way. Otherwise, you cannot. The sainthood way is not. So, how should I say, I don't know what word to use. It's not so complete. There are a lot more things. The sainthood way is actually pretty easy. And I mean, you use this word people don't like. It's very elementary. The Bodhisattva way is a very comprehensive way, and that one is so much more things. Like the Buddha said, a handful of leaves compared to the whole forest. But for sainthood way, what you need is just a handful of leaf to awaken. That is very true. The four noble truth, and it's returning. Nothing else. Yeah. But to go the full way, to complete the perfection, the 10 perfection is not easy. Especially perfection of wisdom. You have to perfect all Dhamma, all wisdom. Yeah. Okay. Do you have any question? But today time like never move. How come? I cover so much. I keep on looking at the clock. Just now was 10 minutes before 10. Now 5 minutes after 10. Then you tell me what to do. You got no question. So what shall we do? Yeah. Pass the mic.
Good evening, Brother, Mr. Steele, and all Kalamitas. I would like to share something that happened to me today. Is we're always talking about causes and conditions. And I have been very mindful of this for quite a while. And whenever the negative aspect of the mind or the thoughts come into play, I am extra careful. So today I had to go for a meeting in Puchok Industrial Area at 4 o'clock. I left the office at 3 and I key in Waze. But it cannot set in. And I sat there for about 10 minutes trying to set in. It's 3:10 already. You are going to be late. Then I was starting to get very agitated. Then after that I said, forget about it. Just when you reach Puchong, then you set it again. Because I don't really know how to get to that place. So I set off. But as I was traveling, I reminded myself, don't let this situation set the negative karma to come in. Because several times I've seen things happen. So I tell myself, be careful. So when I was driving, I was very aware. As I go into the Duke Highway, when you come to a place where they branch off between going to PJ and I think there's one that branch off to KL, I was on the slow lane. The lorry was ahead of me on the fast lane. And there was a car that was parked at the divider that suddenly decided to swerve into our lane. So the lorry horned like mad and avoid the car. But at the same time, it swerved into my path. So I horned like crazy too. And luckily, I was aware of the car. So I braked before the lorry swerved into me. And all of us are like froze there. And I quickly looked into the rear mirror because I was afraid somebody behind will bang to me. Everybody stop. Like emergency brake. And I tell myself, you see, if you had been unaware, you would not brake in time and the car...
Also, if you don't have the mindfulness, you cannot do what she do. Cannot. You must have the mindfulness.
I was very
When
aware.
You are mindful, you are aware, you are different. You know how to handle all this. And you can avoid all this. Of course, karma is very important. You take care of karma. Karma will take care of your life. Really, protect you. Nothing protect except your virtue, your goodness, your kindness. So this is something that she learned, and she learned pretty fast about causes and conditions, because she always fetched me and we used to talk in the car. So the like Chui say, the free Dhamma session while in the car. And there are a lot of things that they learn. Because these are the few Kayamita that attended Tuesday class, Thursday class, and Sunday class. Very few. But they learn very fast, because ever since they have some understanding of the importance of this Buddha Dhamma, this teaching, they become different. Their faith become different. and they really go all out to cultivate, then they see the change in their life, the change in things. And their life really become different, personality-wise, character-wise, understanding-wise. Then the way you live your life, everything becomes so different. All the right and righteous superstition and all the wrong view all slowly, slowly, one by one, get rooted out. You not only clear them, you root them out. And you will never think that way anymore. That's why I just saw before the meditation start, I say, when you have this understanding, your sensual desire, you will no more. Because your reaction to sense experience, conditioned by your five mental hindrances, will not arise anymore. Because after you straighten your view, you understand people are just the way they are. The world is the world. Just let things be. Then whatever happened in life, like I always advise you all, that's how she remember, don't panic. Don't become fearful, emotional, reactive. Otherwise you get into trouble. You know why? You create negative energy field, negative condition for negative karma to arise, to ripen, to arise. So because of that, if you don't have this understanding, every time things don't go your way, you get angry, agitated. Because your thought will tell you, like what PG realized through the awareness. The meeting is Puchong, 4 o'clock, and because of the jam, you got 1 hour, barely enough. Then the thought will say, 3:10 already, you are going to be late and all those things. So forget about the thought. Calm yourself down and do what you have to do. If it doesn't work, you know the way, you just try first. Then after that, you make sure the address is correct, finish. Then you key in. As you drive, the waves will change course and take you there. Yes, you will have to look for alternative route based on where you are. So a lot of things. Sometimes you use the what they call Google Map. Google Map more prone to problem. Waze is less. Most of the time it take you there, but sometimes Waze also got problem. That day Polian's house. You remember the Chewy's? Not Chewy. Vivian's joke. Vivian lost his way. Couldn't find the house. And he said she used Waze. So you know what happened? Jalan Selesa 5. He key is Selesa. No wonder the Waze also confused. Don't know where to take her. But she know Oakland Road is somewhere there. Then halfway, so near the house, he saw Selesa, don't know what. But the Waze don't know how to take her there, no. Will he key in, instead of Selesa, it's Selesa, you know. Then later on, only she laughed. Ah, yeah, I key wrongly. You say, so don't blame the Waze. Check the address. He said, I saw Selesa 5. The house is just nearby somewhere. But he was lucky. Somehow, he used his intelligence. He don't follow Waze. He said, if 5 is here, 7 must be nearby. So he either parallel or perpendicular. Now then she finally managed to locate. So you have to be street smart, understand, have what they call what you call that? Common sense. Use the word common sense. You have to make use of your common sense. If you follow that thing is not taking you anywhere. Go back and use your common sense. Like your calculator. We are so dependent on calculator or the handphone to remember phone number. Last time, we can remember our friend's number, our own house number. Fingertip, no need to write anywhere. Now, call home. Look at handphone. Oh, home, okay. You become like dependent on the handphone. Then a lot of people lost their handphone they have to call out all their classmates and friends to SMS the number to them. They don't have record unless they have saved it. So a lot of these things make you dependent. Understand? So sometimes you need to use your skillful means, your common sense. Like you have to fall back to something when things don't go your way. So I like to go back to first principle. Every time I got a situation or what, I don't worry. Then I tell myself, blessing in this guy, I can learn something from it. Then I will go back to first principle. I will use my common sense and understanding. Cannot be. Has to be somewhere around here. And then I will finally solve the problem. Or solve the whatever thing that you need to solve. And you will laugh over it after that. Because sometimes small thing, small mistake that you make. You think you won't make this type of mistake. But it really happens. Because certain things are not for you to say on. It's for you to learn. Because the world is the world. Thing is just the way it is. And there are so many possibilities. So much of this conditioning. Then later on, as your mundane mind collapse, I tell you, not easy, worse. You have to learn how to use this super mundane mind. And this super mundane mind, there's no mind inside there. And you hardly feel anything. But it's so light inside. No movement at all. It's totally different. Then that mind, it's so different from the mundane. The mundane mind is very easy to cultivate, I tell you. Very easy to be mindful, aware. And that mundane mind can be trained very fast. But when that one collapses, there's nothing to train. Nothing for you to do. And you don't know how to manage that situation. You will end up having problem again. That's why sometimes cultivators, after they reach certain progress, they keep on going back to the thought. Forget about the thought. The thought tells you all sorts of nonsense, I tell you. But this one cannot understand. That's why go back to your nature, go back to your heart, silent, go in. That one understand. Only that nature can awaken, can see things as they are, can understand. But your thought is useful, understand? When the wisdom is there, when it has stabilized, when it has become a part of you, when you can express it and share and teach, and then thought become beautiful. Then thought become beautiful thought, wonderful thought. Everything is beautiful. So this aspect, maybe later, when you go through, you will develop the understanding. Initially, because of condition, I share a bit. Like last time, you recall the earlier sharing. Last time, I couldn't go so deep and explain all this, because all of you all will be yawning and sleeping. But now people have transformed. Their consciousness is different. They are capable of having this understanding. Just like condition also different. Things arise, condition arise, then the Dhamma manifests. Okay, so regarding PG one, as you train, as you go through life, you will know how to apply the Dhamma. And when you apply, you can see the result. What she described, you are not there, that's why you don't see the impact or the danger. If you are there, I tell you, you know what she said? The lorry horn like anything and just sway out. Then he or she also had to horn like anything and break. And I tell you, then everybody freeze. You think easier. I tell you, you thank your good karma. Otherwise, anything can happen. Understand? That's why I realize those who had the Dhamma, the virtue, which you protect them. I think most of you all will experience our life is so different. That's all. Like hardly any problem or any situation at all. everything like, wow, you are so blessed. Of course, I don't like to use the word lucky. There is no such thing as luck. There is such thing as blessing. Because of what you have done, your cultivation and all those things, your understanding, your vow and all these things, then it can protect you. It can give rise to all the favorable condition for you to have the ability to avoid all those severe karmic conditioning or friction. If you don't take care of karma, if you are heedless, you tend to get yourself entangled and you get yourself into a lot of situations and problems and you become miserable. So this is for the individual who cultivate to find out. And hopefully, not long, most of you can have the understanding and become really different. Then when that time comes, your faith becomes unshakable. You are very different. Your faith in the Triple Gem, unshakable. Especially the Buddha's teaching. And like I shared the other day, that is the only free lunch. Given free. Understand? And yet you don't want to cherish it. Yet you say free one. All the free thing normally don't have quality on because it's given free. But this is the only exception. This is a true gem given free. Oh, now I remember. That day, my daughter did the transcript. I sent out the receipt. Another 10 minutes. Okay, I try to read out one. Okay. September 20. Oh no, I think it's the 18th one. 18th September. Yeah. Okay. This one is based on the Buddha and his teaching, the working of karma, chapter 20, page 367. Creation of negative karma, the 10 evils often committed by a heedless person. So this one, 3 are via your action. Killing, which is panadipada, then stealing, adinadana. Then sexual misconduct, kamesu, michachara. Then via speeches, there are 4. Lying, musavada, means you are deceitful, dishonest. Then slandering, bisunavacha, where you insult people, vilify people, then backbite. Then harsh speech, parusavacha, vindictive, hurtful, and very strong worded speeches, threatening. Then frivolous speech, sampapalapa, irresponsible words, instigative, and sometimes you think it's a joke. Then the other 3 are via your thought, your desire, your selfishness. They call it covetousness and selfish thought. Abhijja. Like lust, desire, possessiveness, covetousness, and all those things. Then ill will or anger and hatred. Vapada. When you are angry, enmity, cruelty, spite, then deluded view, false or deluded view, mitcha ditti. So this is self-delusion and all those things, misleading, bias, denial, crooked and all those things. Okay, then after that, there was a question. On the topic of killing, Sister Chui asked whether the definition of a living being is characterized by having a cognitive mind. What do you think? Under the precept, there must be a living being to be killed, isn't it? How you define that living being? Breathing, very good. Anapana, panatipata. So, plants, I answer her, I say, plants also have consciousness, but they are mono, because they exhibit sensitivity and respond to environment. Example, experience suffering. However, in this context, a living being refers to beings that breathe, having a life force. So, my daughter put the word note, the word pana, come from the word panatipata and anapana. Anapana or anapanasati. Then the next question is on the five conditions necessary to complete the evil act of killing. Brother Chin Hao asked regarding the scenario of having only the intention to kill, but the action, actual action to kill was performed by somebody else or someone else. So here I explained to Chin Hao, I said, the precept here is not thou shall not kill, but is I undertake the training rule to abstain from killing. So a heedless person with a mental intention to kill inadvertently, develops the action of killing. Example, hiring someone else to kill, born of his negativity of mind state, also commits the act of killing even though the killing was done by others. For mental intention, chetana can lead to karma. If you can kill, it means you don't have love and compassion. Only an evil or deluded, selfish person kills. So you have to bear in mind. If you can kill a fellow being, means you don't have love, you don't have compassion. Means the evil roots are there. Then the next question is, Sister Chui shared her experience regarding how she finds it difficult to deal with the tiny ants at her home, and she just had to apologistically get rid of them. Brother Teo advised her to cultivate mindfulness, leading to wisdom, thereby enabling her to develop the sensitivity towards all life form. We are consciously nurturing love and compassion for our wisdom. The understanding to choose kindness, wholesomeness and virtue overcoming negativity. Our untrained mind is heedless due to our years of accumulated greed, hatred, fear and delusion. This heedlessness leads to karmic negativity. In order to decondition this heedless outflow of negative mental intention via our habitual tendency and heedless reaction to sense experience, we need to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness, leading to heedfulness, to arise the wisdom, yoniso manasikara, needed for us to straighten our views. Example, with kaya nupasana, the moment a physical movement begins or arises. Example, the intention leading to the action to kill. You will become aware and able to discern clearly, to arise the choice not to kill. Hence, a wise and mindful person will not be able to violate the precept of killing because you are very mindful and you are very sensitive. Short discussion regarding birth as a lady or a female by all. Reason for such birth and its pro and con. You want to understand, you go and listen. Very interesting. I think PG objected. Also, why some of Kayamita choose to remain a single lady this line, huh? You go and listen to all the answers. For more detail, please do listen to the full recording. The discussion was led by Brother Teo after PG comment on her disagreeing with what the text say regarding female birth. What was it, Radia? You will be born as a woman, you know, a female. You know. PG is straight away object, you know. Oh, is it? I don't agree. I also don't agree. Because sometimes that book got a lot of mistakes. Based on my understanding, cannot be like that. Yeah, la, for doing what? but you go and listen, it's very good. I explain the pro and con of being born a woman. Understand? There may be karmic condition behind why you are born a woman, but born a woman got its benefit. Women tend to have what? Yeah? You are more emotional, isn't it? Correct, huh? That's why I don't make woman angry. You make her angry, I tell you. You can become 16 pieces. 18, huh? That's why don't ever make a woman angry or miserable. Okay, then the next one. Yeah. Sister PG share her observation of counter-dependent karmic role. That is, since this victim have karmic conditioning or potential from their previous life to be afflicted, so why not just let it be? So what you think? Yeah? Huh? So fast? Not so fast. I see. Anyway, I read you the answer. Karmic potential need condition for its fruition or arising. A victim being hurt by another does not necessarily mean the victim has previously hurt the other person. In fact, it's often someone else altogether. Dependent on the different conditions that arise, everybody may encounter karma in varying manner. Likewise, when there is no condition, nothing happens to that person. This means if you have the Dhamma understanding to avoid the condition for negative karma to arise, then those karmic potential may not ripen. That's the advantage of wisdom. That's why wisdom can help you avoid not allowing the condition to arise unless it's destructive karma, or they call it the five heavy karma. Then there's one more question. Sister Chui shared her observation that 99.99% of the salespeople often talk rubbish and they lie. You agree? If the salesperson had first verified that it is indeed a good and beneficial product, then sales become a profession where there is no need to lie to do well. The usefulness of the product is more important, and sincerity or approach during sales will bring in the sales, not the commission. This is what right living or livelihood is all about. So you have the Dhamma, you no need to lie. Understand? Make sure the product you are selling is really, really useful and helpful. Then it makes your life easier. If you are truthful and sincere, you will have less condition to commit negativity or karma. But more importantly, you need wisdom to balance truthfulness. Because even if you are truthful, but with a tinted bias, means selfish mental intention, you are still prone or tempted to create negative karma. You know what? A lot of people, especially sometimes certain unethical people, sometimes it's doctor, they want your money. They tell you the truth. Hey, you know or not, you fourth stage now. You better go for treatment. The intention is what? Money. Then, like one of the Kayamita told us when I visited them in the hospital, he said, when the test result come out with the blood test, I mean, the high reading, the doctor told him, very likely you stage 3 or 4 cancer. Just based on the test reading, he panicked. He said, "You serious?" I said, "Yeah, I'm serious." Then he said, "Then what must I do?" "You have to follow what I tell you to do." You go through all the treatment. That's why. Then after that, luckily, people advise him to go for second opinion. Then the other one is, like sometimes they want to inherit their parents' inheritance. They tell the father the truth on the deathbed. I say, "Hey, doctor say your organ all failed already. I think don't waste time." Or they discuss among the brother, "Ayo, cannot already lah, or why let him suffer?" They say they are more keen about what, "Have you done up your will?" Otherwise, quickly bring one. Then thumbprint. I mean, sometimes you need to do, because if it's not done, then there's a lot of complication with that, what they call the disease asset and all those things. But you have to talk it in a nice way so that it doesn't reflect your ill intent. So at least have love, have a little piety, and say some good words first. So your dad supported you, sacrificed for you, provide for you, and do all these things for you. At least some kind words. They understand your situation. But we need to really look at things so that we will not have problem later on. We should discuss this as a family. Then discuss it. No more problem. There was a situation where this was a Tan Sri, during the early 80s. True case. He was almost dead, but he didn't die. Then he heard all this nonsense outside, the children and all those things. After that, he called in the lawyer. He changed his whole will. The children get nothing. He put in the trust and he donate the rest. Because he said, "I haven't closed my eye yet, outside already trying to argue who get what and all those things." And everybody is very keen to know what the will is all about. Putting pressure on the lawyer and all those things. So the father make that drastic decision. Then miraculously, he didn't die. He survived. And after that, he really know what to do with the money. Okay, we better end. We can rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Also, I was told Claire passed away. She was with us in the Thursday class a few years back, I think before. Always sit there. He came with that time also need support already. But she was actually very keen on the Dhamma review from Penang. And because of some health issue, she actually deteriorated. But Sri An, they are very good. A lot of the Kamita, whenever they are in Penang, they are Sri An from Penang, Wan Chi, they all, many of them visited her. But I was told towards the later part, she was complicated by a lot of other things. She went blind. And a lot of, they put her in the home and all those things. But at least, with her condition, blind and all those things, you must have a home where people care for you. Then I heard her emotion take over. She couldn't bear that condition, blind and all those things. I think it's more like she doesn't want to trouble people and all those things. So she felt so bad. But when you have reflected and contemplated on the Dhamma, you don't have to do this. Anasana. No reality. Form and mind go the way of nature. Like the Buddha said, no amount of sorrow and lamentation can bring back the dead. Then no one died, nothing died. You can still be at peace, have gratitude towards the condition for things to be the way it is. yeah, and you can still be at peace. Anyway, all those are the Dhamma that you can learn to have. And she has to go through all this. But she has good affinity though. That's why tonight we will invoke power of merits for her better rebirth and condition to receive the Triple Gem, the Buddha Dhamma. Okay, let us recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have developed over the past 2 hours plus of Dhamma sharing, meditation, puja and all those things. Then maybe recall to mind all this wholesomeness and maybe rejoice with the wholesomeness and share all this wholesomeness with all those beings who can receive them. Then may it also arise a causes and condition for our fellow Kayaramita Claire, who recently passed away, to have the causes and condition to have a good rebirth in whatever realm or existence she may be. And may the Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha be always with Claire, with her karmic nature, so that she can continue with the cultivation in whatever realm or existence she may be. And may she be well, happy and peaceful always. May the blessing of the Triple Gem be with her and her family members. May the Dhamma dawn and flourish on this planet. Then we also would like to share all these merits and wholesomeness with all beings, starting with the Devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyantang anumoditva chirang rakkhantu lokasasana etta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang me nyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo imena punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yāvā nivāna pātiyā sādhu sādhu sādhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Lord Buddha and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Thank you.
To thank you, Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo, for coming to share this beautiful Dhamma with us tonight.